It's episode 206, and we've got plugins for adding categories to pages, locking WordPress to your site's SSL, widget favorites within the customizer, ad banners, help desk tools, and new ways to get detailed info on the plugins you already have installed. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, where you happen to be hiding out there on the globe. Coming to you direct from the Great White North, the green of southern coast of Canada, I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we've got the usual great show for you here today. Right off the top, though, let's don't forget we've got the usual. Don't forget you get the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we'd appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio and in the iTunes Store.
That's right. New year, new time to leave us a review. Let us know how much we meant to you in the past year and what you'd like to see from us in the coming year. It'd be a great opportunity for you to go to the iTunes Store and help lift our rankings, knock a few of those dead pet podcasts out of the way. Also, remember that you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And, of course, don't forget we are WordPress professionals. I, myself, make a living mostly by fixing broken WordPress websites, helping people who have been hacked, cracked, or otherwise managed to break it on their own. And also, if you're looking for someone to help guide you through setting up a WordPress website and choosing the right stuff, you can contact me, send me an email to john@wppro.ca, or pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And we've got a really great deal for you still at GoDaddy.com. Just get your butt into GoDaddy and pick out your favorite .com domain name. And once you're ready, just enter coupon code PLUGIN149 at checkout, and that'll give you $1.49.com domains. Just use PLUGIN149.
All right, and we've got a grand new year here. We've had some interesting news from WordPress over the last few weeks. There's been several hacks and cracks in WordPress over the last few weeks. So you want to keep an eye on your website, keep it up to date. Make sure that you're maintaining your plugins, your installs, and everything else out there. And also, I think 4.1 dropped somewhere in the last few weeks, too.
Sure did. And then there's one other bit of news that I want to let everybody know about. GoDaddy has just launched a beta service that is meant for designers and professionals that handle other people's website. It's called GoDaddy Pro. So if you go to GoDaddy.com/pro, you can sign up for a free trial of this so you can be part of the beta test. But the way that it's designed is it's meant for you as the designer to be able to handle everything for your client. So you can design something as far as a stage and things like that, and then when you're ready, you just turn it right over to them and it goes into their account. No longer do you have to kind of monkey around with getting access back and forth, all those things. And even it does cool things, John, like if you need your client to buy something, you can actually put everything that they need to buy in the cart and then send them the cart and go, here's what you need to purchase.
Hey, that's useful.
Yeah, it's very handy. So it's meant for kind of a seamless transition type of a thing where they still grant you access to hosting space and managed WordPress space and all that. And you, as the pro, it's a lot like CMS Commander, John, where you can manage many, many different sites all in one interface. So they're really stepping up their game. So I encourage everybody out there to go to GoDaddy.com/pro and sign up for free.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. And I'm going to be doing some reporting on CMS Commander since they've actually made a lot of changes to it in the last couple of months that I've just recently caught on to. They've added some really nice SEO stuff into it.
Okay. Well, I look forward to that because I'm a CMS Commander user myself, yep. and often I just kind of forget about it until it's time to update a bunch of sites at once.
That's so, what I use it for mainly, but I had some time over the holidays, and I did some digging into it to see what it was doing these days, and it's got some really nice SEO functions in there for improving your websites.
Mm.
So
great.
At any rate, that's pretty much all we got for news, rambling, and bits and pieces this week, I think, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty slow this first couple weeks of the year, but I know that there'll be some really great plugins released within the next within days. So maybe by next show, we'll have some of these really highly touted plugins.
All right, well, let's head off into the meat and potatoes. Off we go.
All right.
All right. Well, the first plugin I've got this week was referred to us by Simon and Anne. And this one here is called Floating Banner Ad Rotator with Tracking. And it's actually a pretty nice plugin. It's in beta stage right now. So it's, you know, it works really well, but there I think they're still working on some improvements to it. But I've installed it and checked it out, and I really like it. It installs a banner that floats at the very bottom of your website, and you can put multiple banners in there, and then what it does is it rotates through them on per page load, and in the back end you get a little bit of specs on it to show how many views the banner has had and how many times the banners click through, and then it gives you a click through rate on it. Other than that, there's not much to it at the moment, but hey, it's pretty simple. It's a quick, easy way to get banner ads up in the bottom of your website where they're there for people to view, and if the people don't want to look at it, they can hit the little X in the corner and it goes away. So all in all, pretty good looking banner ad rotator plugin. Check it out, the Floating Banner Ad Rotator with Tracking, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
All right. Well, I've got an interesting one. It's one that you might think would not be associated with what it does, but it does. It's called Add Category to Pages. Now, we often think of just categories as something that we would put in a custom post type or just a regular post, but not a page.
Oh, I've done it before for pages.
Yeah, so there's various benefits in why you would want to add a category to pages. You can embed a category-based list of pages. You can create a tag based on different archives for pages. So if you have a ton of pages that you wanted to archive, you can just archive them based on that category. Or you can also hide pages that belong to a certain category. So that's pretty nice. A nice way to be able to just kind of turn things off and on as you need them within the page structure. So I thought this was a very handy plugin for those who've had difficulties dealing with pages over posts and sometimes default over to posts and really don't want to. This is that nice little bridge that can help you get there. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I'll have to keep that one in mind the next time I need it. I know in the past I haven't needed it for quite some time, and I don't even remember how I dealt with that issue, but this looks like a much easier way to deal with that issue.
Yep, and it's good for all the installations up to 4.1, so it's a brand new plugin.
Excellent. Okay, the next plugin I've got here is another one that's referred to us. This one came to us via Mike Jordan, and it's called More Plugin Info. And what this plugin does is when you install it and activate it, it provides you with detailed information about the plugin. All that details and bits that you find over at the WP.org website list the plugins, tell you the latest time it was at, when it was added to the repository, when it was last updated, what version of WordPress is required, what version it's tested to, the ratings, the rankings. Also, if you want to donate, it puts the donate link right there for you. Basically, all the information from the WP.org site is now brought over to your website. And so when you go to your plugins page and list all the plugins you have installed, all that information is displayed nice and easy for you to access. Instead of like, hey, I remember something about this plugin. Now I have to go open the .org web page to look it all up. Now you can do it right there in your back end, saving you a step. So it's a pretty nice little plugin. Works pretty easily. Check it out, the More Plugin Info, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
Cool. All right. Well, the next one I want to talk about is something that actually just happened to me this week. Dealing with a client website, and you do a simulated crawl, and you find out that there are double the pages listed on there that you thought. And the reason is because you're getting the HTTP version and also the HTTPS version if they have an SSL certificate. So what that is you're creating duplicate content for your website. Basically, yourself, you're creating two versions, which dilutes the overall SEO value of whatever you wanted as the main page because you've got two different versions. What this does is it redirects all your traffic, this plugin called WP Force SSL. It lets you redirect all traffic from HTTP to the more secure HTTPS on all of the pages of your website. So if you have a SSL certificate, basically what this does is forces WordPress to use the secure version over the unsecure version. Very handy, very easily turned on, and it can save you hours and hours of headache. Nice. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
That could come in handy. Okay. The final one I've got this week is, again, another one referred to us. So thank you all out there for referring plugins. It really makes the job a whole lot easier sometimes of finding out which plugins to check out. This one came to us by Julian LeBeouf, and it's called Awesome Support. And this is a plugin to turn your WordPress website into a support desk. And it's a freemium plugin. And it offers up the free version with all the base stuff, which works very nice, and allows your users to create tickets, allows you to respond to tickets, allows you to track them, set up some administration for it. Basically, a very nice support desk for your website. But what this one also has is they have some plugins, add-ons that you can go take a look at for it, including a notifications plugin or notifications add-on, so that certain administrators will get notifications when the information comes across. It's got they've got a MailChimp integration add-on. They've got one for private notes, so you can add private notes to the tickets back and forth as needed. And a useful one if you're an Envato or CodeCanyon author and you want to ensure that you're only getting tickets from people who have actually purchased your software and not somebody who's just grabbed hold of it, is they have to enter their validation code to ensure that you're only helping those who have purchased your product. So that's a really useful one if you're an Envato or a CodeCanyon author. And there is also canned responses and more in the pipeline. They have this great roadmap on their website showing all the things they're working on, and they're going to be improving this plugin. So it looks to be a good long-term solution for creating a WordPress support desk. So check it out. It's called Awesome Support, and at the time, I give it a 4-dragon rating.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking for a support system for something I'm working on.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the emails that are floating in.
Yeah,
it's just little ticky-tack things.
I'm looking at having to do that this year. So,
okay, well, I'm going to close the show out here with a really nice plugin. This one is called Widget Favorites. And sometimes, John, you have certain widget configurations that you need to use over and over again.
Yes.
Well, this allows you to save a widget instance by name and identify it later when you're loading it out of your favorite widgets. So this only works with widgets that you manage in the customizer, but it allows you to kind of save a common set so that you can bring them up over and over. And we've talked about, in the last few shows, I talked about a customizer favorites. So this allows you to actually get into the widgets as well. So I'm seeing this trend where we're being able to save our own preferences within widgets and different layouts of the site and things within the customizer. And that's cool because I can't tell you how many times I've had two browsers side by side of one site to the other site and trying to copy the exact same code from one widget to the other. So this one really, really saves a lot of steps. And I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Yes, it does. And that's great. I'm going to have to keep that one in mind, too, when I'm moving or converting or creating websites with a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah.
All right, well, that pretty much wraps us up. I covered up the floating banner, which I gave a 4 rating to, the more plugin info, which I gave a 4 to, and then awesome support, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about add category to pages, which I gave a 4 out of 5, WP Force SSL, also a 4 out of 5, and widget favorites, another 4 out of 5.
All right, and a little commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, time for a change. Check out CanadaStockPhoto.com, featuring great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images. And new stock images are going to be going up there real soon for it. So give it a check out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
And one final GoDaddy code to get you off on the road. That's plugin 30. That'll let you save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length. GoDaddy code plugin 30.
And don't forget, if you've got a few minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time over in the iTunes store, Blueberry, or on Stitcher Radio, giving us a review and helping to maybe one day completely kill those dead podcasts that are still sitting there.
That's right. That's through iTunes especially, but we'd appreciate Stitcher as well. So how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, and remember to follow the show at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.